All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Nevada State Athletic Commission has decided to suspend boxer Canelo Alvarez for 6 months. This is going to postpone the much-anticipated rematch between Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin, which was set to take place next month in Las Vegas. Alvarez failed his drug test after he was found to have clenbuterol in his system. Now, Alvarez blames it on tainted meat, and he's actually lucky because he could have gotten a longer suspension, possibly for a year. Now, when I hear this, and I hear that he got 6 months, I do not think that the suspension is long enough. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, did Canelo's promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, and Golden Boy Promotions throw their weight around? I mean, we know that Oscar has a pocket full of cash. And I mean, he's been able to bribe judges before in the past to rule in the favor of Canelo. And who's to say that he didn't have the ability to go out there and bribe the State Athletic Commission to give Canelo a lighter punishment? It would not put it past them. And this suspension as a whole, you can even ask yourself, was this a ploy to put off that rematch with Golovkin a little bit longer in the hopes that Triple G will get slower and older? And I'll tell you like this, you cannot go past it and not think about it, because look, it was more Oscar De La Hoya who has put this fight off with Triple G for several years. Honestly, of course, we saw the fight happen last September in Vegas. It was a very close fight. I think that Gennady Golovkin beat Canelo Alvarez, but that fight should have happened at least in 2015, and it was a situation where Golden Boy continuously put it off, and they felt that, you know what, Triple G had slowed down and he wasn't as strong as he was in years past. And you just have to ask yourself, was this another ploy by Oscar and Golden Boy Promotions to kind of put this fight on the back burner once again? Now, Canelo's going to have, he's going to be eligible to come off of this in a few months because this suspension is retroactive to February. But even with that said, he has to go out there and he has to get this rematch again with Triple G. That is what people are clamoring for right now, especially since the fight was so close. It's the fight that makes so much sense for not only both Golovkin and Alvarez, but of course the sport of boxing, because this is something that we need. This is something that we need to see. The big time fighters going at it, trying to settle who is going to be the best. And of course, in this case, who is going to be the current king of the middleweight division. So Canelo will serve a suspension, but let the speculation begin. As like the title says, money talks and Canelo walks. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on the Sports Depot 365 on Facebook. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.